This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a good day. It's going to get better now because you've tuned in to hear a word from God today. And when God speaks to you, I guarantee you, your day is going to get better. And I guarantee you, when you tune into His frequency, like you have here at WGOD, we're turning our knobs here into the frequency where God is always broadcasting, and that is in His Word. His Word today is going to tell us, as it told this church in Galatia 2,000 years ago, who has bewitched you? The word baskaino means to cast an evil spell on. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? The truth is that salvation is by the grace of God alone, through your faith alone. Now, I believe today and tomorrow we're going to look at Abraham as well, where it says Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned, accounted, or credited to him as righteousness. You and I are saved the same way that Abraham was, by our faith alone. You can't add anything to faith. Now, here at this church, they were adding something to faith. People had snuck in, as we read and heard last week. People crept in, false brethren, not false enemies. They're true enemies, but they're false brethren. They're people that you call brother when they walk into your church. They crept in unaware, as they were right there with them, but they were unaware that the people that were there were false brothers, snuck in unannounced to spy out the liberty we have in Christ. That's what happened to this group. Salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, wasn't enough. You had to add works to it, and that made the apostle sore. Here's part two now of this message. Who has bewitched you?
This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of flesh? He says, this is the only thing I want to learn from you. I quote this verse to Christians who believe that some sort of works is what saved them. Many people, like the Church of Christ, believes you have to be baptized to be saved. I know many Church of Christ pastors and leaders, or actually they don't call themselves pastors, but they believe baptism saves you. Paul said, I thank God I've baptized any one of you. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by, number one, the works of the law, or number two, the hearing of faith? There's no option three. Paul wrote in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Peter said to him, capital H, that's Jesus, all the prophets bear witness that whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those that heard the word. Blessed are those that have ears to hear. There's only one way to have eternal life. That's by believing and receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. No works can justify you. No works can save you. No works can get you closer to God. You don't get closer to God by how much money you put in the offering plate. Like I said last week, if you want to get closer to God, then open up your Bible and spend more time in the Word, and you'll get closer to God. But adding something to what Jesus did on the cross to try to get closer to God won't get you closer to God. Rather, it'll inspire the Apostle Paul to ask you, who cast the spell on you? Thou fool. Called him a fool. He didn't talk to anyone else in the New Testament, even Corinth. He didn't talk to anyone like he talked to these guys. All the great songs we sung about salvation and the cross, the old rugged cross. Can you imagine that? The old rugged cross is not enough. I'm going to add my 2 cents to what Jesus did. Thou fool. Back to the text and the great teaching here. This only do I want to learn from you. Colon. You know, I love colons in the Bible. Here comes Paul's list. This only do I want to learn from you. Colon. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun or having set out in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? That is, are you being right with God by the things that you're doing? Meaning this, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, right? Questions, who saved you? Who set your feet upon the rock? Who redeemed you from hellfire? Who is it who's working you both to will and to do for his good pleasure? So now let me ask, what are you planning to do to get closer to God? Go to church on Saturday? Pay to send unbelieving Jews back to the promised land like they ask you on television? Not eat a particular food? Or worse of all, keep the law to get closer to God? This was the problem in Galatia, in the Galatian churches. And it's a growing problem here in the United States as well, of trying to do good works to get right or closer to God. Now, verse 4, he's not done questioning them yet. He says, have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? That is, suffering on account of the name of Jesus. Because the name and the faith bring suffering with it, right? Returning to the law to try to get right with God would be suffering in vain. It would make it all for naught. That is, all that you endured because of the name, you're going to throw it all away and get right with God now by the works that you do. Verse 5, Paul brings the power and working of God into the mix. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law? Here it is again, he's comparing. As he does throughout all of his letters. He who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? What inspires God to act on your behalf? Your good works or your faith? Does God move on your behalf based on the kind of week that you've had? I used to think it was. I used to think it was all on account of my good works. That is, I would think maybe God would send lots of people here to church this week if I had a good week and didn't fall short. Or maybe God will answer some other particular prayer based on my performance on a particular day or week. But I'm here to tell you today that you are a child of God, and he does good things to you because you are his child, not by the type of week that you've had. It's not based on your perfection. It's based on you being adopted son of God, child of God. You see, somebody else had a really bad week in your place. More on that in a minute. And now, speaking of faith, check this out. Paul is now going to show how Old Testament saints were saved. Verse 6. It says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. So what does this mean? Well, we have to understand what he meant by accounted. Some translations say credited. The Greek word translated as accounted or reckoned is an old Greek accounting term. The word is logizo, where the word log comes from. Captain's log, stardate, a log. It's a book you put entries in. Notice the words count and credit. Like the old days, you've heard me use the example before, when an accountant had an old-fashioned adding machine with a handle on it. And the accountant would then pull down firm on the handle, and he would make an entry into either your credit column or your debit column. And that entry for Abraham, as I showed you up here before, was what? Faith. He put faith in his credit column. Abraham believed God, and his faith was pulls down on that handle. His faith was credited to him. God put faith in Abraham's credit column, and that's what saved him. And everyone in the Old Testament. Abraham's faith was put in his credit column. Same as verse 2 has both sides of the ledger sheet. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? And when you have faith in your credit column, you have eternal life. You have the peace that passes all understanding. You have been justified by the judge, and you have wisely settled out of court. Faith in your credit column supersedes all the sins and everything else in your debit column, no matter what you have done. We saw this example in this picture up here. No matter how many things you have in your debit column, all the bad things you've ever done, there's only one thing that can obliterate them and will, and that's faith on the other side. Faith. Faith in Jesus Christ obliterates everything. Abraham believed God, and his faith was credited to him, accounted to him as righteousness. Salvation and justification is promised and guaranteed when God deposits faith in your credit column like Abraham.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.